Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. Just a quick heads up, what you're going to listen to right now is a clip from an interview Bruno and I did with a former McKinsey AP called Nicolas Constantinescu. If you enjoy this clip, I highly recommend you listen to the full interview, which you can find in episode 20 of this podcast. All right, let's go on to the clip.
So now, of course, it kind of goes without saying that, like, if you're going to be practicing with a lot of other people, you should also practice as a case interview giver, right? If anything, that's just giving back. But the big mistake that I see 95% of candidates make is that every time they give a case, they're giving a new case. Mm-hmm. And the big problem with that is that basically they're discovering the new case. So they're actually super busy trying to make sense of the case as they're giving it. And they don't learn anything and they can't give any useful feedback. At best, they'll be able to, you know, the most they can say is like, well, you know, your structure is not what it says on the piece of paper.
Yeah.
But there's a small minority of candidates who basically are smart enough to realize that, like, if they always use the same one or two cases, then after giving it five, six times, they actually really know their case inside out. They can even make the case a little bit better. But then they start to see, then they can benefit from focusing on the candidate instead of the case. And then they can start to see patterns. Again, so we get back to this notion of pattern recognition in terms of the behaviors of candidates.
Yeah.
And then they might see behaviors that they like and think, I don't do that. Maybe I should do that. They're going to see behaviors they don't like. And they're going to be like, I don't like that. Maybe I do it and I should stop. And then you can, of course, give you really useful feedback because you can be like, hey, you know, actually, your structure was very unusual, so very creative, but actually it was also robust. So it was actually logically tight, but also creative. You know, there's no way you can give that kind of feedback if you're discovering the case for the first time.
And they can say things like, hey, this mistake that you did, half of the people make it.
Bingo.
So it's common, right? And you become a better case partner.
That solves another common problem for them. So, like, every beginner candidate has a large problem with practicing with other candidates because since they're a beginning, no one that's experienced will want to practice with them because they suck and they're gonna, you know, be bad interviewers. And so, one thing that this solves for them, if they get really good at interviewing with just a few cases, is that they can do cases with experienced candidates who will give them more valuable feedback rather than other beginners whose feedback matters almost nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, to summarize, right, I think some very good practices for your preparation is, one is, like, take a differentiated segmented approach in terms of who you practice with. Do it with beginners, do it with connoisseurs, do it with experts. The second one is, when you give cases, actually, you should always use the same one or two cases. And their third thing is, make sure that you also do skill drills, that you focus on building up specific skills. And there, I would say there's two kinds of skills that you want to work on. The ones where you're already very good, because these can become the areas through which you really shine. And then the skills where you really struggle, because these are the deal breakers. So you want to you want to just become average on those, right? So target is, achieve awesomeness on your areas of strength, natural strength, and achieve averageness on the areas where you suck. And don't worry about investing in the areas where you're already, like, good enough, because it's unlikely you're going to be amazing. And it's good enough that, you know, they won't be a deal breaker.
Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded early on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. And you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode or in one of the previous ones.